Official, it's Danielle Fischel,
Ryder Strong,
and Will Friedle from Pod Meets World.
Does friendly have a taste? If it does, it's probably like Hello's peppermint-flavored anti-plaque and whitening toothpaste.
Brush away plaque, show tartar who's boss, and remove surface stains to naturally whiten.
Hello's thoughtful and flavor-forward products make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti-filled bathroom dance party.
So say hello to Hello with the always cruelty-free, never tested on animals toothpaste that's made to spread smiles.
Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
Anna and Raven's Pick'em News.
Well, Nick is on. Raven is on vacation. Excuse me. Nick Fradiani, American Idol winner, is my guest co-host. Nick, how this works is I give you three big news stories that are trending today, but you only get to hear about one. You have to choose which one it is. Okay.
Okay.
First one: egg thrown at California governor hopeful. Number two: Florida teens arrested for drive-by slushy attacks. Or number three: naked woman drives golf cart through scene of an armed standoff.
That's a tough, I don't know. The guy getting egged.
Okay.
Politicians getting egged. All right. Sounds fun to me.
Larry Elder, he's a recall candidate to be governor of California, narrowly missed being hit in the head with an egg after a woman dressed as a gorilla on a bike rode by and threw it at him. This is what it sounded like.
Come on.
Maria, what the heck?
Listen to the guy in the front that's, Maria, what the heck?
Come on. Maria, what the heck?
I guess nobody saw.
So somebody, she was wearing a what outfit?
She was dressed as a gorilla. She had a gorilla mask on. And
so
she was
2020, 2021 right there.
Right.
Love it.
Yep. And she drove by, and there's video of this if you want to go online and see it. And she drives by very calmly, and she just winds up, and she throws the egg. And I have so many questions about this situation. Mm-hmm. Clearly, they're not supporting him to be governor of California. That's without question. But if you're going to do a drive-by egging, what do you disguise yourself as?
That disguise right there is top notch, in my opinion. You're wearing
a gorilla
outfit. Don't know who it is. Why not?
No, you have to dress up as it, like the clown, right?
No, that's terrifying. Now you're getting into I'm scared of clowns.
Somebody's throwing an egg at you. You rather have a gorilla throw an egg at you or a creepy clown? At least a creepy clown, it doesn't feel so hurtful.
No, I'd rather have a gorilla.
Okay.
Yep.
Second question: have you ever actually egged anyone?
I think when I was younger, I did a couple mischief nights, and mm-hmm. we egged some houses. I remember my parents' house getting egged, and my dad being, like, really not pumped about it.
Well, I mean, who wants to get egged ever?
I know. Like, I just finally got my own house. Like, I would be... If somebody egged my house, I think I'd be, like, old man about it.
Oh,
be
I really, would lose my mind.
Yeah,
like,
I'd be mad.
I feel like that ruins the paint on your house, right?
Does it? I don't know.
It's funny you brought up mischief night, because I feel like the only time you really hear about eggings is around Halloween time, as we're getting into the fall. Like, is this the time to be egging? Should we be protecting ourselves from gorillas throwing eggs on bikes?
I hope
bikes?
No one knows where I live, because now I just said I don't want to get my house egged, which means...
It'll happen.
It'll get egged.
Yeah. One last very important question. If you could egg anybody now as an adult, who would it be? You can only egg one person.
It would probably be you as I walk in here doing this guest spot, and I'm tired in the morning, so I'd like to egg you.
Okay, that's not very nice.
Come on, that'd be great.
I throw it right back at you, just so you know.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, no, it's the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.